Turn with me this morning, the fifth chapter of the book of Galatians. When Paul and I were kids, that ice storm was pretty fun. He'd freeze the tanks over and stuff, and we'd run ski on them, and all that good stuff. Just, that cold didn't bother us a bit. Yeah. Oh no, it was so thick you could cow or horse could walk across it. Yeah. I mean, I've seen it that cold, and then we'd put, hey, the old cows with the horse and the sled, and wouldn't crank up the tractor. They said the tires is froze up on it, ruin the tires if you run it, so we didn't dare do that. But now we got global warming, don't have to worry about that anymore. The Apostle Paul, writing to the churches, there must have been several of them at Galatia. I guess they all had problems. He didn't leave any out, the churches, he said. But he just got through explaining to them that they weren't born of the bondwoman, they were born of the free woman. And they were at liberty to serve the Lord without any encumbrances. We see it all about us today. There's always somebody wants you to do something, to act like a Christian. You got to put on a good show. And the show won't get it done. The works that are produced by faith in Jesus Christ are important, but not to the showing of oneself. We don't think too much about that nowadays, I'm afraid, do we? But if you stop and look around, you find out that nearly all the preaching that's done nowadays is toward that. But it would let us tell you how you ought to act. No, the Spirit tell you how you ought to act. You don't need some person always prodding and saying, well, do this, do that, do the other, and get... Most of you know me long enough, you know I don't have any use for a covenant, another covenant hanging on the wall. That's what that's all about. Anyway, Apostle Paul is kind of chiding these people about that. And in the first verse, he said, stand fast, therefore, in liberty. I just said the liberty to worship, without all these encumbrances, wherein Christ hath made us free, free from law of sin and death, and our consciences are clear if we be in Christ Jesus. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. In the bondage he's talking about here, this is the bondage upon the conscience of man, that he has to perform a certain way. And there's many around us. One of the simple ones now that they put forth is that, well, you got to repent and be baptized to be saved. Well, certainly all that has something to do with it, but it won't get you saved. You can repent all day long if it doesn't have an effect. then it's not any good. You can be baptized all day long. It won't do you one whit of good. Get you cleaner, I guess, with water. But it won't save you. And we have on and on and on. But there's people that just teach this every Sunday. Repent and be baptized. And if all of them are a must. Then we got others that take communion every Sunday, and that's important. You must do this. And do the other. Said, behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. He said, for I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is debtor to do the whole law, if he puts anything in that circumcision. That's another thing. Circumcision was added as a seal. It says baptism added as a seal to the righteousness that's in Jesus Christ, not in oneself. But it's a testimony that I believe that he is. So it's always testifying to that, that he is debtor to do the whole law. Can't leave anything out. And it's impossible to do. And a fellow doesn't have to study long on that to know. It's built in him. It's there. He knows that he's incapable of these things. It must be of a higher calling, not in him. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, and certainly there is no justification by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Must be by faith. We can't see it from our vantage point outside of faith. We can't see it in any baptism or circumcision unless we be in Christ and know the meaning of this. That it's a carrying out of our worship to the Lord, and it's a testimony that we do believe. He said, for in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, not so uncircumcision, either one of them amount to anything as far as your salvation is concerned, but faith which worketh by love. And it must work by love. Now, outside of that, it isn't in faith at all. We must be beloved. Benevolent to all the people that we're in contact with, but especially to those of our brethren. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy mind and all thy soul, and thy brother is thy neighbor as thyself. But I think especially thy brother. But we're to be benevolent to all people. That's a true thing that is about the people of God, that they are always looking unto the other man's welfare, whether it be spiritual or whether it be carnal. You did run well at first, you did. But who is it that hindereth that ye should not obey the truth. That truth is an all-encompassing word in truth. Just that simple. What's the truth? Love the Lord thy God. That's the truth. This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. He's going to warn them a little leaven. You let this thing get in there, how ever so small it is, it's going to leaven the whole lump. We know that certainly from all our years around the gospel. We've seen it go on and on and on, but by the grace of God, some have turned. But we saw that leavening happening in our day more than ever before, probably. They had a problem here, but it can't be as bad as it couldn't have been as bad then as it is today, I don't believe. It's on every street corner today. People are out and they're trying to get folks saved. And they think it's in their power to do so, too. That's what's so bad about it. Let me tell you how to be saved. And that fella, he's racked in. He's making a testimony that his old conscience not clean. He's trying to work something out. Help God. Because God's already done all he can do. So we got to help him. Get on. Going on, said, I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment whosoever he be. These things must come, but woe to him that brings them. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased? If that's so, it has ceased. I would they were even cut off, which trouble you, for brethren, you have been called unto liberty. You don't need all this burdensome stuff. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another, for all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. That's pretty hard to do outside Godliness. Just can't do it. It always turns to hate instead of love. Yeah. In the 58th chapter of the book of Isaiah, and I don't know where to start and stop here, so we're going to start in verse 1. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression. And the house of Jacob their sins, and yet they seek me daily and delight in to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Wherefore have we fasted, say they. And thou seest not. You should have seen that. We was working all the time. Wherefore have we afflicted our soul? And thou takest no knowledge? Didn't you see that? Behold, in the day of your fast you find pleasure and exact all your labors. And does that not sound like what's out there today? Oh, they're having a good time. They building on all of them. Buying more buses to go up to summer camp and all that stuff. Need more drivers. Behold, ye fast for strife and debate and to smite with the fist of wickedness. You shall not fast as you do this day to make your voice be heard on high. Well, we're going to have a prayer group. A fella told me this week that they was on fire. And I'm thinking, yeah, I kind of think you are. But you don't know where it's burning. But they have some prayer warriors. I never read that nowhere in this book. And the more we get together, the better it's going to be, and the Lord will hear. Then I'd go down the road last Sunday, and there's one of them stickers on the front of the car that said, God listens. Some radio station. He probably is. Is it such a fast that I have chosen a day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bull rush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast, an acceptable day to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I have chosen to loose the bands of wickedness? We need some liberty. To undo the heavy burdens and to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke. Get rid of them. You don't need that stuff. You don't even need to be concerned with it at all. Lord fulfilled the law. We're justified in Him. And not in anything we do. There's nothing we can do. We can't give Him anything. We just sing the song. We just don't have it to give. It's not in us. Not in our fleshly nature to do so. Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? Now we're going to get down to what it looks like to be a Christian. And that thou bring the poor that are cast out to thy house, when thou seest the naked, and that thou coverest them, and that thou hide not thyself from thine own flesh, then shall thy light break forth. If we'll lay down all those burdens, then it'll show forth. It can't help. As the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be renewed. It's going to have a revival. Then shalt thou call, the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here am I. Here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as the noonday. It's going to be a bright day, and the Lord shall guide thee continually. You don't have to worry about another covenant. We'll be looking to the same one. over and over and over, which is fulfilled in the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord. He's our peace. Therefore, be justified by faith. That's brought on by love. You shall satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places, and thou shalt raise up foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repair of the breach. Don't stand in the breach. Repair it up. The restorer of the past to dwell in. Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 16. Moreover, when you fast, be not as hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces. No, you gotta act right. No, you gotta put it on. That they may appear unto men to fast, verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Are they happy in it too? Yeah. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thine head and wash thy face, that thou may thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret. It must be in heart, see. And fasting can't be some outward thing. Or any, all your other worship doesn't need to be some outward thing. But it must be a reckoning of the heart. There must be a peace there. There must be the liberty to lay down all those things and just simply worship God. But unto thy Father which is in secret, thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward openly. So our reward is from heaven. That's our inheritance. It comes by grace through faith. And that not of yourselves.
God. Isn't it amazing that we do sometimes the same thing, but it's not the thing itself, but the attitude that's behind it. The person that does it in the works of the law, he's the one that wants it to be seen, right? But those that do it out of love, they'd just assume it wasn't seen, except by the Lord Himself. So, hard to define and describe the work of the Spirit. This brother E.W. Johnson used to say, if you can outline it on a blackboard, you don't know what it is. the only one that can really reveal to a person the Lord Jesus Christ in the Spirit of Christ is the Spirit Himself working in the heart of the person. But we worship together and we understand because that same Spirit works in every one of us.